I'm also more sensitive to any signs of anti-Semitic catastrophe from studying the Holocaust for the length of time that I did. And I've always regarded Jews as the canary in the coal mine. And I think the reason that the Jews are the canary in the coal mine is because they're a successful minority. You know, and if a culture can tolerate a successful minority, it's pretty damn robust and it's not very resentful. And as soon as a culture starts to get resentful, the Jews make an easy target because they're a minority, and so that's an easy target to begin with. But then they're the minority that has the temerity to be successful. And that really brings the resentful out of the rat holes. And I've seen a rise in anti-Semitism online over the last 3 years. It's just stunning to behold, on the right and on the left, but jointly. And then, well, so I was sickened by it, but then I was also immediately suspicious of Iran's role. And, I mean, that doesn't require any particular perspicacity on my part. I think it's quite obvious. But that also opens up the rat's nest of the maneuvering, the political maneuvering around the Abraham Accords. Because, you know, I was very ill when the Abraham Accords were signed, and I couldn't or hadn't paid much attention. And when I sort of recovered my ability to see again, I saw that this remarkable peace process had taken place, and I could not understand for the life of me why it wasn't trumpeted on the front page of every newspaper across the world. And I also think that Trump's team should have got a Nobel Peace Prize for it. I cannot see how you could possibly make a counter-argument to that.